I'm a superhero guy. I love the movies. I love the comics. In fact, before I had a young child at home, you could often see me going online weeks before the big movie premieres to buy my tickets, and then waiting at the movies on real lines for hours so that I might get the best seats possible, just like they did in Aurora, Colorado, outside of Denver. Because of my love of superheroes, I can't stop thinking about every conversation I've ever had about which hero was better than the next, about costumes, about plot lines, about what would it be like if these superheroes came to life. How would they act? How would the world change? We never once considered what would it be like if a supervillain came to life. What would it be like if someone put on a mask, picked up a gun, and walked into a movie theater and started shooting? Worse, the shooter in Colorado chose to emulate a specific supervillain called the Joker. As a character, this villain is particularly vile because he doesn't seek greed or power or selfish desires. The character of the Joker believes fundamentally that humanity is evil and violent. He sees it as his job to strip away the joke that is society. That's how he gets his name. His job is to show the world just how evil and terrible we all are. In fact, in Judaism, we have a character like this. In the book of Job, which we read often on Tisha B'Av, which happens to be today, there's a character called the adversary. The adversary goes before God and points out the man Job and says, "This guy Job is very kind. He's very warm. He's a wonderful person. He's pious. He prays when he's supposed to. He makes sacrifices to atone for his sins, not just for the sins he makes on purpose, even for the sins he doesn't know he made, even for his children's sins. But I tell you, God, he's only a good person because he has wealth, family, and health. Take those away and you'll see the true nature of humanity. You'll see the evil underneath." And that's just what the adversary does. First, he takes away Job's wealth, then his family, and finally his health. And in that moment of despair, Job calls out to God with the question that is often on all of our lips: "Why me? Why did this happen? God, why is there chaos? Why is there evil in this world?" And God answers. God answers with the only answer God can give, which is to say, "I can't tell you why there's evil. I can only tell you that there is." God comes down in a tornado and calls out to Job, "Were you there at the beginning? Were you there at creation? Did you see the world come to be?" And in response to that moment, an amazing thing happens. Job's faith is renewed. He sees a little bit of light again. His faith that goodness is still possible. His faith that at our core humanity is good and can do good and can make more good in this world is rekindled. And ultimately, the Joker, the adversary, and the shooter missed this message of Job. They missed that in our despair, in our weakest moments, the only answer to the question, "Why me?" the only answer we can possibly give is to strive for faith. Faith that we can be good. Faith that at our core humanity has the possibility to make this world better. Faith that no matter how dark it gets, there is always light. There is always light to be found. So this Shabbat, I wish all of us that no matter how dark it gets, we might always be able to find a little bit of light. Shabbat Shalom.